What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. Now, I'm a liar because last time I had a podcast, I said I was going to do more. But in my defense, which is not very much of a defense, this is a great day because I just found out today that I'm getting a new position at work, which will allot me a heck of a lot more time. I'm going salary Monday through Friday, you know, 8 hours a day. I'm very happy. Not only am I going to have a lot more time to do these kind of podcasts and my YouTube stuff, but also have a heck of a lot more time to spend with my family. And that is the best part. Anyway, because it's such a momentous occasion, we're going to talk about a game that I have never played a single second of. But because of various reasons, I have about 5 or 6 different copies on 5 or 6 different platforms. My kids absolutely love this game. And my son keeps saying, I'm going to teach you how to play it. But then as soon as we start playing it, he always goes, no, wait, no, Dad, no, no, just wait. Just let me do this, Dad. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a creeper. I'm gonna, and I'm just like, all right, but then I walk away and it takes him about an hour before he realizes he's playing by himself. That game, of course, is Minecraft. That's right, folks. I've never played Minecraft. It looks very interesting. I love these kind of games. That's why I really loved Fallout 4 with the base building. Like, I love this kind of cool stuff and the graphics are great. I've just never actually sat down and played it. I don't know why. So, that aside, without further ado, let's talk about the history of Minecraft. Minecraft is a sandbox game developed by Mojang Studios and was originally released in 2009. The game was created by Marcus Notch Persson in a Java programming language. Following several early private testing versions, it was first made public in May 2009 before being fully released in November 2011, with Notch stepping down and Jens Jeb Bergensen taking over development. Minecraft has become the best-selling video game in history, with over 300 million copies sold and nearly 140 million monthly active players as of 2023. It has been ported to several platforms. In Minecraft, players exploit a blocky, pixelated, procedurally generated three-dimensional world with virtually infinite terrain. Players can discover and extract raw materials, craft tools and items, and build structures, earthworks, and machines. Depending on their chosen game mode, players can fight hostile mobs as well as cooperate with or compete against other players in the same world. Game modes include a survival mode in which players must acquire resources to build in the world and maintain health, a creative mode in which players have unlimited resources and the ability to fly, and a spectator mode in which players can fly, go through blocks, and enter the bodies of other players and entities. Giggity. An adventure mode in which players have to survive without being able to build and place blocks. And a hardcore mode in which the difficulty is set to hard and dying causes the player to lose their ability to play on that world. The game's large community also offers a wide variety of user-generated content, such as modifications, servers, skins, texture packs, and custom maps, which add new game mechanics and possibilities. Minecraft has received critical acclaim, winning several awards, and being cited by some as one of the greatest video games ever created. Social media, parodies, adaptations, merchandise, and the annual MineCon conventions played prominent roles in popularizing the game. The game has also been used in educational environments to teach chemistry, computer-aided design, and computer science. In 2014, Mojang and the Minecraft intellectual property were purchased by Microsoft for $2.5 billion. Several spin-offs have also been made, including Minecraft Story Mode, Minecraft Earth, Minecraft Dungeon, and the most recent, Minecraft Legends. Minecraft has no required goals to accomplish, allowing players a large amount of freedom in choosing how to play the game. However, there is an achievement system known as Advancements in the Java edition of the game, trophies on the PlayStation ports, and achievements in Bedrock Edition and the Xbox ports. Gameplay is in the first-person perspective by default, but players have the option of a third-person perspective. The game world is composed of rough 3D objects. mainly cubes and fluids, and commonly called blocks, representing various materials such as dirt, stone, ores, tree trunks, also known as logs, water, and lava. The core gameplay revolves around picking up and placing these objects. These blocks are arranged in a 3D grid, while players can move freely around the world. Players can mine blocks and then place them elsewhere, enabling them to build things. Many commentators have described the game's physics system as unrealistic. Shocking, something unrealistic in a video game. The game also contains a material called redstone, which can be used to make primitive mechanical devices, electrical circuits, and logic gates, allowing construction of many more complex systems. The game world is virtually infinite and procedurally generated as players explore it, using a map seed that is obtained from the system clock at the time of world creation, or manually specified by the player. There are limits on vertical movement, but Minecraft allows an infinitely large game world to be generated on the horizontal plane. Due to technical issues when extreme distance locations are reached, however, there is a barrier preventing players from traversing two locations beyond 30 million blocks from the center. The game achieves this by splitting the world data into smaller 16 by 16 sections called chunks that are only created or loaded when the players are nearby. The world is divided into biomes, ranging from deserts to jungles to snowfields. The terrain includes plains, mountains, forest, caves, and bodies of water or lava. The in-game time system follows a day and night cycle, with one full cycle lasting for 20 real-time minutes. When starting a new world, players must choose one of five game modes, as well as one of four difficulties, ranging from peaceful to hard. Increasing the difficulty of the game causes the player to take more damage from mobs, as well as having other difficulty-specific effects. For example, the peaceful difficulty prevents hostile mobs from spawning, and the hard difficulty allows players to starve to death if their hunger bar is depleted. Once selected, the difficulty can be changed, but the game mode is locked and can only be changed with cheats. New players are given a random selected default character skin out of 9 possibilities, including Steve or Alex, but the option to create custom skins was made available in 2010. Players encountered various mobs such as animals, villagers, and hostile creatures. Passive mobs such as cows, pigs, and chickens can be hunted for food and crafting material. They spawn in the daytime, while hostile mobs, including large spiders, skeletons, and zombies, spawn during nighttime or in dark places such as caves. Some hostile mobs, such as zombies, skeletons, and drowned, which is an underwater version of a zombie, burn under the sun if they have no headgear. Other creatures unique to Minecraft include the creeper, an exploding creature that sneaks up on the player, and the Enderman, a creature with the ability to teleport as well as pick up and place blocks. There are also variants of mobs that spawn in different conditions. For example, zombies have husk and drowned variants that spawn in deserts and oceans, respectively. Minecraft has two alternative dimensions beyond the overworld, the Nether and the End. The Nether is a hell-like underworld dimension accessed via either a player-built obsidian portal or one of the ruined portals randomly generated throughout the world. It contains many unique resources and can be used to travel great distances in the overworld, due to every block traveling in the Nether being equivalent to 8 blocks traveled in the overworld. Water cannot exist in the Nether as it vaporizes instantly. The Nether is mainly populated by pigmen-like mobs called piglings and their zombified counterparts, plus floating balloon-like mobs called geist. The piglings are considered particularly noteworthy because of their bartering system, where the player can give them gold ingots and receive items in return. The player can also build an optional boss mob called the Wither out of materials from the Nether. The End is reached by underground portals in the overworld. It consists of islands floating above a dark, bottomless void. A boss dragon called the Ender Dragon guards the largest central island. Killing the dragon opens access to an exit portal, which, when entered, cues the game's ending credits and the End poem, a roughly 1,500-word work written by Irish novelist Julian Go, which takes about 9 minutes to scroll past and is the game's only narrative text and only text of significant length directed at the player. At the conclusion of the credits, the player is teleported back to their respawn point and may continue the game indefinitely. In survival mode, players must gather natural resources such as wood and stone found in the environment to craft certain blocks and items. Depending on the difficulty, monsters spawn in darker areas outside a certain radius of the character, requiring players to build a shelter at night. The mode also has a health bar, which is depleted by attacks from mobs, falls, drowning, falling into lava, suffocation, starvation, and other events, i.e. real life. Players also have a hunger bar, which must be periodically refilled by eating food in-game, except in peaceful difficulty. If the hunger bar is depleted, automatic healing will stop and eventually health will deplete. Health replenishes when players have a nearly full hunger bar or continuously on peaceful difficulty. Players can craft a wide variety of items in Minecraft. Craftable items include armor, which mitigates damage from attacks, weapons such as swords or axes, which allows monsters and animals to be killed more easily, and tools such as pickaxes and hoes, giggity, which breaks certain types of blocks more quickly. While some items have multiple tiers depending on the material used to craft them, with higher tier items being more effective and durable, players can construct furnaces, which can cook food, process ores, and convert materials into other materials. Players may also exchange goods with a villager through a trading system, which involves trading emeralds for different goods and vice versa. The game has an inventory system, allowing players to carry a limited number of items. Upon dying, items in the player's inventories are dropped unless the game is reconfigured not to do so. Players then respawn at their spawn point, which by default is where players first spawn in the game, and can be reset by sleeping in a bed or using a respawn anchor. Dropped items can be recovered if players can reach them before they disappear or despawn after 5 minutes. Players may acquire experience points by killing mobs and other players, mining, smelting ores, breeding animals, and cooking food. Experience can then be spent on enchanting tools, armor, and weapons. Enchanted items are generally more powerful, last longer, or have other special effects. In creative mode, players have access to nearly all resources and items in the game through the inventory menu and can place or remove them instantly. Players can toggle the ability to fly freely around the game world at will, and their character takes no damage and are not affected by hunger. The game mode helps players focus on building and creating projects of any size without disturbance. Minecraft includes other game modes such as Spectator Mode, which allows players to fly through blocks. Hardcore Mode, available only in the Java Edition, is a survival mode variant in which upon death the player may only view the world in Spectator Mode or return to the game's menu. Adventure Mode is a survival mode variant with possible restrictions added by a creator of the map. Multiplayer in Minecraft enables multiple players to interact and communicate with each other on a single world. It is available through direct in-game-to-game multiplayer, LAN play, local split screen, and servers. Players can run their own servers using a hosting provider or connect directly to another player's game via Xbox Live. Single-player worlds have local area network support, allowing players to join a world on locally interconnected computers without a server setup. Minecraft multiplayer servers are guided by server operators who have access to server commands such as setting the time of day and teleporting players. Operators can also set up restrictions concerning which usernames or IP addresses are allowed or disallowed to enter the server. Multiplayer servers have a wide range of activities, with some servers having their own unique rules and customs. The largest and most popular server is Hypixel, which has been visited by over 14 million unique players. Player versus player combat can be enabled to allow fighting between players. Many servers have custom plugins that allow actions that are not normally possible. In 2013, Mojang announced Minecraft Realms, a server hosting service intended to enable players to run several multiplayer games easily and safely without having to set up their own. Unlike a standard server, only invited players can join Realm servers, and these servers do not use IP addresses. Minecraft Java Edition Realms servers owners can invite up to 20 people to play on their server, with up to 10 players online at a time. Minecraft Realms server owners can invite up to 3,000 people to play on their server, with up to 10 players online at one time. The Minecraft Java Edition Realms servers do not support user-made plugins, but players can play custom Minecraft maps. Minecraft Realms servers support user-made add-ons, resource packs, behavior packs, and custom Minecraft maps. At Electronic Entertainment Expo 2016, support for cross-platform play between Windows 10, iOS, and Android platforms was added through Realms starting in June 2016. With Xbox One and Nintendo Switch support to come later in 2017, and support for virtual reality devices. On July 31st, 2017, Mojang released the beta version of the update allowing cross-platform play. Nintendo Switch support for Realms was released in July 2018. The modding community consists of fans, users, and third-party programmers, using a variety of application program interfaces that have risen over time. They have produced a wide variety of downloadable content for Minecraft, such as modifications, texture packs, and custom maps. Modifications for the Minecraft code, called mods, add a variety of gameplay changes, ranging from new blocks, items, and mobs to entire arrays of mechanisms. The modding community is responsible for a substantial supply of mods from ones that enhance gameplay, such as minimaps, waypoints, and durability counters, to ones that add to the game elements from other video games and media. While a variety of mod frameworks were independently developed by reverse engineering the code, Mojang has also enhanced vanilla Minecraft with official frameworks for modification, allowing the production of community-created resource packs, which alter certain game elements, including textures and sounds. Players can also create their own maps, which often contain specific rules, challenges, puzzles, and quests, and share them for others to play. Mojang added an adventure mode in August 2012, and command blocks in October 2012, which were created especially for custom maps in Java Edition. Data packs, introduced in version 1.13 of the Java Edition, allow further customization, including the ability to add new advancements, dimensions, functions, loot tables, recipes, structures, tags, world generation settings, and biomes. The Xbox 360 Edition supported downloadable content, which was available to purchase via the Xbox Games Store. These content packs usually contained additional character skins. It later received support for texture packs in its 12th title update while introducing mashup packs, which combined texture packs with skin packs and changes to the game's sounds, music, and user interface. The first mashup pack, and by extension the first texture pack, on the Xbox 360 Edition was released on September 4th, 2013. And was themed after the Mass Effect franchise. Unlike Java Edition, however, the Xbox 360 Edition did not support player-made mods or custom maps. A cross-promotional resource pack based on the Super Mario franchise by Nintendo was released for the Wii U Edition worldwide on May 17, 2016. A mashup pack based on Fallout was announced for release on the Wii U Edition. In April 2018, malware was discovered in several downloadable user-made Microsoft skins for use with the Java edition of the game. Avast stated that nearly 50,000 accounts were infected, and when activated, the malware would attempt to reformat the user's hard drive. Mojang promptly patched the issue and released a statement stating that the code would not be run or read by the game itself, and would only run when the image containing the skin itself was opened. In June 2017, Mojang released an update known as the Discovery Update to the Bedrock version of the game. The update includes a new map, a new game mode, the Marketplace, a category of user-generated content that gives Microsoft creators another way to make a living from the game, and more. Before coming up with Minecraft, Marcus Notch Pearson was a game developer with King through March 2009, at the time serving mostly browser games, during which he learned a number of different programming languages. He would prototype his own games during his off hours at home, often based on inspiration he found from other games, and participated frequently on the TIG source forums for independent developers. One of these personal projects was called Ruby Dung, a base building game inspired by Dwarf Fortress, but as an isometric three-dimensional game like Roller Coaster Tycoon. He had already made a 3D texture mapper for another zombie game prototype he had started to try to emulate, the style of Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars. Among the features in Ruby Dung he explored was a first-person view similar to Dungeon Keeper, but at the time felt the graphics were too pixelated and omitted this mode. Around March 2009, Pearson left King and joined J Album, but otherwise kept working on his prototypes. Infiniminer, a block-based, open-ended mining game first released in April 2009, sparked Pearson's inspiration for how to take Ruby Dung forward. Infiniminer heavily influenced the visual style of gameplay, including bringing back the first-person mode, the blocky visual style, and the block-building fundamentals. However, unlike Infiniminer, Person wanted Minecraft to have RPG elements. The original edition of Minecraft, known now as the Java Edition, was first developed in May 2009. Person released a test video on YouTube of an early version of Minecraft. The base program of Minecraft was completed by Pearson over a weekend in that month, and a private testing was released on TIG IRC on May 16, 2009. The game was first released to the public on May 17, 2009, as a developmental release on the TIG Source forums. Pearson updated the game based on feedback from the forums. This version later became known as the Classic version. Further developmental phases, dubbed as Survival Test, InDev, and InfinDev, were released in 2009 and 2010. The first major update, dubbed Alpha, was released on June 30, 2010. Although Pearson maintained a day job with Jalbum.net at first, he later quit to work on Minecraft full-time as sales of the Alpha version of the game expanded. Pearson continued to update the game with releases distributed to users automatically. These updates included new items, new blocks, new mobs, survival mode, and changes to the game's behavior. To back the development of Minecraft, Pearson set up a video game company, Mojang, with the money earned from the game. Mojang co-founders included Jacob Porser, one of Pearson's co-workers from King, and Carl Mena, Jalbum's CEO. On December 11, 2010, Pearson announced that Minecraft was entering its beta testing phase on December 20, 2010. He further stated that bug fixes and all updates leading up to and including the releases would still be free. Over the course of the development, Mojang hired several new employees to work on the project. Mojang moved the game out of beta and released the full version on November 18, 2011. On December 1, 2011, Jens Jeb Bergenstein took over full creative control over Minecraft, replacing Pearson as lead designer. On February 28, 2012, Mojang announced that they had hired the developers of the popular Bucket Developer API for Minecraft to improve Minecraft's support of server modifications. This acquisition also included Mojang apparently taking full ownership of the Craft Bucket server mod, which enables the use of Bucket. Although the validity of this claim was questioned due to its status as an open source project with many contributors, licensed under the GNU General Public License and Lesser General Public License. On September 15, 2014, Microsoft announced a $2.5 billion deal to buy Mojang, along with the ownership of the Minecraft intellectual property. The deal was suggested by Pearson when he posted a tweet asking a corporation to buy his share of the game after receiving criticism for enforcing terms in the game's end-user license agreement, which had been present in the EULA in the prior 3 years. According to Pearson, Mojang's CEO, Carl Mena, received a call from a Microsoft executive shortly after the tweet, asking if Pearson was serious about a deal. Mojang was also approached by many other companies, including Activision Blizzard and EA. The deal with Microsoft was arbitrated on November 6, 2014, and led to Pearson becoming one of Forbes' world's billionaires. Ah, oh, man, I'm so glad EA didn't get that crap. That would have been a nightmare.
Since the first full release of Minecraft, dubbed the Adventure Update, the game has been continuously updated with many major updates available for free to users who have already purchased the game. Early updates frequently introduce gameplay-altering mechanics, while more recent updates tend to enhance the game through additional content or tweaks to existing features. The most recent major update to the game was Trails and Tales, which was released in June 2023 and added new creatures, biomes, and items. The original version of the game was renamed to Minecraft Java Edition on September 18, 2017 to separate it from the Bedrock Edition, which was renamed to just Minecraft by the Better Together update. The Bedrock Edition has also been regularly updated, with these updates now matching the themes of Java Edition updates. Other versions of the game, such as the various console editions and Pocket Edition, were either merged into Bedrock or discontinued, as such have not received further updates. On April 16, 2020, a beta version of Minecraft implementing physically based rendering, ray tracing, and DLSS were released by NVIDIA on RTX-enabled GPUs. The final version was released on December 8, 2020. In August 2011, Minecraft Pocket Edition was released for the Xperia Play
on the Android market as an early alpha version. It was then released for several other compatible devices on October 8th of 2011. An iOS version of Minecraft was released on November 17th of 2011. A port was made available for Windows phones shortly after Microsoft acquired Mojang. The port concentrates on the creative building and the primitive survival aspect of the game and did not contain all the features of the PC release. On his Twitter account, Jens Bergensten said that the Pocket Edition of Minecraft is written in C++ and not Java, due to iOS not being able to support Java. However, there now exists a way to play Java Edition on both Android and the iOS devices. On December 10, 2014, a port of Pocket Edition was released for Windows Phone 8.1. In January 2017, Microsoft announced it would no longer maintain the Windows Phone versions of Pocket Edition. On December 19, 2016, a full version of Minecraft Pocket Edition was released on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. Pocket Edition was remade into the BlackRock Edition in 2017, enabling cross-platform play with the Xbox One and Nintendo Switch editions. An Xbox 360 version of the game, developed by 4J Studios, was released on May 9th of 2012. On March 22nd of 2012, it was announced that Minecraft would be the flagship game in a new Xbox Live promotion called Arcade Next. The game differs from the home computer versions in a number of ways, including a newly designed crafting system, the control interface, in-game tutorials, split-screen multiplayer, and the ability to play with friends via Xbox Live. The worlds in the Xbox 360 version are also not infinite and are essentially barricaded by invisible walls. The Xbox 360 version was originally similar in content to older PC versions, but was gradually updated to bring it closer to the current PC version prior to its discontinuation. An Xbox One version featuring larger worlds, among other enhancements, was released on September 5th of 2014. Versions of the game for the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 were released on December 17th, 2013 and September 4th, 2014, respectively. The PlayStation 4 version was announced as a launch title, though it was eventually delayed. A version for the PlayStation Vita was also released in October 2014. Like the Xbox version, the PlayStation versions were developed by J4 Studios. Let me just tell you from experience, the PlayStation Vita version is amazing. My kids play it a lot. I have multiple Vitas and I have it all on there. And it is just as clear and it's just as crisp and just as fun, according to them, mind you, as the PC or the other consoles. And the fact that you can take it anywhere you want because it's so mobile is a plus. On December 17, 2015, Minecraft Wii U Edition was released. The Wii U version received a physical release on June 17, 2016 in North America and in Japan on June 23, 2016 and in Europe on June 30th. A Nintendo Switch version of the game was released on the Nintendo eShop in May of 2017, along with a physical retail version set for a later date. During a Nintendo Direct presentation in September 2017, Nintendo announced that Minecraft New Nintendo 3DS Edition would be available for download immediately after the livestream, and a physical copy available on a later date. The game is only compatible with the new 3DS and the new 3DS XL or the new 2DS XL systems, and does not work with the original 3DS, 3DS XL, or 2DS systems. In September 2017, the Better Together update was released for the Xbox One, Windows 10, VR, and mobile versions of the game, which used the Pocket Edition engine to enable cross-platform play between each of its versions. This version of the game eventually became known as the Bedrock Edition. Shortly after, the Bedrock Edition was also ported to the Nintendo Switch. In December of 2018, the PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, Xbox 360, and Wii U versions of Minecraft received their final update and would later become known as Legacy Console Editions. In January of 2019, the new 3DS version of Minecraft receives its final update, effectively becoming discontinued as well. The PlayStation 4 version of Minecraft was updated in December 2019 and became part of the Bedrock Edition, which enabled cross-platform play for users with a free Xbox Live account. Minecraft Education, also known as Minecraft Education Edition until December 2022, is an educational version of the game, designed specifically for use in educational establishments such as schools, and built off of the Bedrock Edition codebase. It is available on Windows 10, macOS, iPadOS, and ChromeOS. It includes a chemistry resource pack
free lesson plans available online, and two free companion applications, Code Connection and Classroom Mode. An initial beta test was carried out between June and November of 2016. The full game was then released on Windows 10 and Mac OS in November of 2016. Also, in August 2018, Mojang announced that it would bring Education Edition to iPad OS in autumn of 2018. It was released on the App Store in September of 2018. In March of 2019, it was announced that it would be operated by JD.com in China. In June of 2020, a public beta for the Education Edition was made available to Google Play Store compatible Chromebooks. The full game was released to the Google Play Store for Chromebooks in August of 2020. In May of 2016, Minecraft China was announced as a localized edition for China, where it was released during a licensing agreement between NetEase and Mojang. The PC edition was released for public testing in August of 2017. The iOS version was released on September 15, 2017, and the Android version was released on October 12, 2017. The PC edition is based on the original Java edition, while the iOS and Android mobile versions are based on the Bedrock edition. The edition is free to play and had over 3 million players by November of 2019. Apart from Minecraft Java Edition, there are many versions of Minecraft for PC, including Minecraft for Windows, Minecraft Classic, Minecraft 4K, and a version for the Raspberry Pi. The version for the Raspberry Pi looks kind of janky. I downloaded it and looked at it a couple years ago, and it's a little basic. Minecraft for Windows is exclusive to Microsoft's Windows 10 and 11 operating systems. The beta release for Windows 10 launched on the Windows Store in July of 2015. After nearly 1.5 years in beta, Microsoft fully released Minecraft for Windows on December 19, 2016, called the Ender Update. This release implemented new features to the version of Minecraft like world templates and add-on packs. This version can play with Xbox Live Friends and to play local multiplayer with owners of Minecraft on their Bedrock platforms. Other features include the ability to use multiple control schemes, such as a gamepad, keyboard, or touchscreen. Virtual reality support has been implemented, as well as the ability to record and take screenshots in-game via the Windows built-in game DVR. As of June 2022, the Java and Bedrock editions of Minecraft for Windows were merged into a single title for purchase. Those who owned one version would automatically gain access to the other version. Both game versions would otherwise remain separate. Minecraft 4K is a simplified version of Minecraft similar to the classic version that was developed for the Java 4K game programming contest in way less than 4 kilobytes. The map itself is finite, composed of 64 by 64 by 64 blocks, and the same world is generated every time. Players are restricted to placing or destroying blocks which consist of grass, dirt, stone, wood, leaves, and brick. The version of Minecraft for the Raspberry Pi was officially revealed at Minecon 2012. The Pi Edition is based on the alpha version of Pocket Edition and the added ability of using text commands to edit the game world. Players can open the game code and use the Python programming language to manipulate things in the game world. It also includes a scripting API to modify the game and server software for multiplayer. The game was leaked on December 20th of 2012, but was quickly pulled off. It was officially released in February of 2013. Mojang stopped providing updates to Minecraft Raspberry Pi Edition in 2016. It is pre-installed on Raspberry Pi OS and can be downloaded for free from the official Minecraft website. Minecraft's music and sound effects were produced by German musician Daniel Rosenfeld, better known as C418. The background music in Minecraft is instrumental ambient music. In March of 2011, Rosenfeld released a soundtrack titled Minecraft Volume Alpha. It includes most of the tracks featured in Minecraft, as well as other music not featured in the game. Kirk Hamilton of Kotaku chose the music in Minecraft as one of the best video game soundtracks of 2011. In November 2013, Rosenfeld released the second official soundtrack titled Minecraft Volume Beta, which includes the music that was added in later versions of the game. A physical release of Volume Alpha consisting of CDs, black vinyl, and limited edition transparent green vinyl LPs were issued by indie electronic label Ghostly International on August 21, 2015. Rosenfeld's music remained the only music in the game until 2020. The Nether update invited a new composer, Lena Rain. Since then, Minecraft has invited more composers, with Rain remaining as the primary composer, such as in 1.18 Caves and Cliffs soundtrack, along with Kumi Tanoika, I think, the 1.19 The Wild Update soundtrack with Samuel Aberg, and the 1.20 Trails and Tales soundtrack with the addition of Aaron Sharoff's music. Oh, that's Garoth Cocker. Ooh, I hope that, Coker, hopefully, also composed some of the music for the game's minigames from the Legacy Console Edition. For the 10th anniversary of the game's release, Mojang remade a version of Minecraft Classic in JavaScript and made it available to play online. It functions much the same as Creative Mode, allowing players to build and destroy any and all parts of the world, either alone or in a multiplayer server. Environmental hazards, such as lava, do not damage players, and some blocks function differently since their behavior was later changed during development. Around 2011, prior to Minecraft's full release, there had been collaboration between Mojang and the LEGO group to make a LEGO brick-based Minecraft game to be called BrickCraft. This would have modified the base Minecraft game to use LEGO bricks, which meant adapting the basic 1x1 block to account for larger pieces typically used in LEGO sets. Pearson had worked on the preliminary version of the game, which he had named Project Rex Kwon Do, based on the joke from Napoleon Dynamite. LEGO had greenlit the project to go forward, and while Mojang had put two developers on the game for 6 months, they later opted to cancel the project, as Mojang felt that the LEGO group were too demanding on what they could do, according to Mojang's Daniel Kaplan. The LEGO group had considered buying out Mojang to complete the game, but at this point, Microsoft made its offer to buy the company for over $2 billion. According to the LEGO group's Ronnie Shearer, the company was not yet sure of the potential success of Minecraft at this point, and backed off from acquisition after Microsoft brought its offer to Mojang. Early on, Pearson planned to support the Oculus Rift with a port of Minecraft. However, after Facebook acquired Oculus in 2013, he abruptly canceled plans, noting, "Facebook creeps me out." I agree with that completely. A community-made modification known as Minecraft VR was developed in 2016 to provide virtual reality support to Minecraft Java Edition oriented towards Oculus Rift hardware. A fork of a Minecraft VR modification known as VivaCraft ported the mod to OpenVR and is oriented towards supporting HTC Vive hardware. In August of 2016, Microsoft launched official Oculus Rift support for Minecraft on Windows 10. Upon its release, the Minecraft VR mod was discontinued by its developer due to trademark complaints issued by Microsoft, and VivaCraft was endorsed by the community makers of the Minecraft VR modification due to its Rift support and being superior to the original Minecraft VR mod. Also available is a Gear VR version, titled Minecraft Gear VR Edition. Windows Mixed Reality support was added in 2017. In September 2020, Mojang Studios announced that the PlayStation 4 version of the game would be getting PlayStation VR support in the same month. The only officially supported VR versions of Minecraft are the PlayStation 4 version, Minecraft Gear VR Edition, and Minecraft for Windows 10 for Oculus Rift and Windows Mixed Reality headsets. Early versions of Minecraft received critical acclaim, praising the creative freedom it grants players in-game, as well as the ease of enabling emergent gameplay. Critics have praised Minecraft's complex crafting system, commenting that it is an important aspect of the game's open-ended gameplay. Most publications were impressed by the game's blocky graphics, with IGN describing them as instantly memorable. Reviewers also liked the game's adventure elements, noting that the game creates a good balance between exploring and building. The game's multiplayer feature has been generally received favorably, with IGN commenting that adventuring is always better with friends. It has been regarded as having introduced millions of children to the digital world, insofar as its basic game mechanics are logically analogous to computer commands. The PlayStation 3 edition also received generally favorable reviews, being compared to the Xbox 360 edition and praised for its well-adapted controls. Minecraft surpassed over 1 million purchases less than a month after entering its beta phase in early 2011. At the same time, the game had no publisher backing and has never been commercially advertised except through word of mouth and various unpaid references in popular media such as the Penny Arcade web comic. By April 2011, Pearson estimated that Minecraft had made $23 million in revenue, with 800,000 sales of the alpha version of the game and over 1 million sales of the beta version. In November 2011, prior to the game's full release, Minecraft Beta surpassed 16 million registered users and 4 million purchases. By March 2012, Minecraft had become the sixth best-selling PC game of all time. As of October 2014, the game had sold 17 million copies on PC, becoming the best-selling PC game of all time. In February 2014, the game reached 100 million registered users. By May of 2019, 180 million copies had been sold across all platforms, making it the single best-selling video game of all time. The free-to-play Minecraft China version had over 300 million players by November 2019. By April 2021, Minecraft sold more than 238 million copies worldwide. As of 2023, the game has sold over 300 million copies. The Xbox 360 version of Minecraft became profitable within the first day of the game's release in 2012, when the game broke the Xbox Live sales records with 400,000 players online. Within a week of being on the Xbox Live marketplace, Minecraft sold upwards of 1 million copies. GameSpot announced in December 2012 that Minecraft sold over 4.48 million copies since the game debuted on Xbox Live Arcade in May of 2012. In 2012, Minecraft was the most purchased title on Xbox Live Arcade. It was also the fourth most played title on Xbox Live based on average unique users per day. As of April 2014, the Xbox 360 version has sold 12 million copies. In addition, Microsoft Pocket Edition has reached a figure of 21 million in sales. The PlayStation 3 edition sold 1 million copies in 5 weeks. The release of the game's PlayStation Vita version boosted Minecraft sales by 79%, outselling both PS3 and PS4 debut releases and becoming the largest Minecraft launch on a PlayStation console. I'm telling you, don't sleep on the PS Vita version. It looks fantastic. The PS Vita version sold 100,000 digital copies in Japan within the first 2 months of release, according to the announcement by SCE Japan Asia. By January 2015, 500,000 digital copies of Minecraft were sold in Japan across all PlayStation platforms, with a surge in primary school children purchasing the PS Vita version. As of 2022, the Vita version has sold over 1.65 million physical copies in Japan, making it the best-selling Vita game in the country. Minecraft helped improve Microsoft's total first-party revenue by $63 million for the 2015 second quarter. The game, included with all of its versions, had over 112 million monthly active players by September of 2019. On its 11th anniversary in May 2020, the company announced that Minecraft had reached over 200 million copies sold across platforms, with over 126 million active monthly players. By April 2021, the number of active monthly users had climbed to 140 million. Microsoft and Mojang announced in 2014 that it would be changing the Minecraft End User License Agreement, or the EULA, to prohibit servers from accepting donations or payments in exchange for the donating or paying players receiving in-game advantages on such servers, essentially banning servers from enacting pay-to-win servers. Mojang spokesperson Owen Hill provided examples of what it would and would not allow, saying the company would allow for pay-to-play servers in which a payer is required to pay a fee to access the server, or for cosmetic enhancements, such as in-game costumes or pets, but Mojang would be cracking down on paying to obtain powerful swords or potions, providing a competitive advantage to the player versus other players. The new crackdowns were supported by Pearson, citing him receiving multiple emails from parents of children who had spent hundreds of dollars on servers. The Minecraft community and server owners, however, heavily despised the new change in enforcement and protested en masse, which included comparing Mojang to monolithic video game publishers like Electronic Arts and Activision. Gaming companies often criticized online for their highly restrictive digital right management and user license agreements. Many argued that the crackdown would force smaller servers to close their doors, and some blamed the crackdown on Mojang attempting to suppress competition for its own Minecraft Realms subscription service. Let's talk about that. They said you can't pay to win, and people got upset, which means those people were probably benefiting highly from the pay to win. They also said that you can charge a fee, a small fee or whatever you want to use that service. So even smaller servers could charge that. I'm just saying that a lot of people who just watched their bottom dollar drop out got upset when that happened. In 2020, Mojang Studios revealed that it would begin the process of requiring Microsoft accounts to be used in order to log into the Java edition of the game, and that older Mojang Studios accounts would be sunsetted. The move to Microsoft accounts also required Java Edition players to create Xbox Network gamer tags. Mojang Studios defended the move to Microsoft accounts by saying that improved security could be offered, which included Java accounts being able to use two-factor authentication. Players could block cyberbullies in chat and improve parental controls. The community responded with intense backlash against this announcement, particularly taking issue to the various technical difficulties encountered in the process and how account migration would be mandatory even for those who do not play on servers. As of March 10, 2022, Microsoft required that all players migrate in order to access the Java edition of Minecraft. A deadline of September 19, 2023 was announced to complete account migration, after which all legacy Mojang accounts became inaccessible and unable to be migrated. In June of 2022, Microsoft at Mojang Studios announced it would be releasing a player reporting feature in all future builds of Java Edition. In early development builds, players could report other players on multiple servers for sending messages that were prohibited by the Xbox Live Code of Conduct. Report categories included profane language, substance abuse, hate speech, threats of violence, and nudity. Though Microsoft in later builds has since excluded the profane language category from the player reporting feature, if a player was found to be in violation of Xbox community standards, the player would be banned from all servers for a specific period of time or permanently. The update containing the report feature 1.19.1 was released on July 27, 2022. So there's an easy workaround. This is something I do. I just don't let my kids play online. I make sure it's only offline play. Microsoft and Mojang Studios received substantial backlash and protest from community members, one of the most common complaints being that banned players would be forbidden from joining any server, even private ones. Others took issue to what they saw as Microsoft increasing control over its player base and exercising censorship, sparking some to dub the version 1.19.84 in reference to the novel 1984. In September 2019, The Guardian classified Minecraft as the best video game of the first two decades of the 21st century. And in November 2019, Polygon called the game the most important game of the decade in its 2010s Decade in Review. In December 2019, Forbes gave Microsoft a special mention in a list of the best video games of the 2010s, stating that the game is, without a doubt, one of the most important games from the last 10 years. In June 2022, Microsoft was inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Minecraft is recognized as one of the first successful games to use an early access model to draw in sales prior to its full release version to help fund development. As Minecraft helped to bolster indie development in the early 2010s, it also helped to popularize the use of the early access model in indie game development. Social media sites such as YouTube, Facebook, and Reddit played a significant role in popularizing Minecraft. Research conducted by the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School of Communication showed that one-third of Minecraft players learned about the game via internet videos. In 2010, Minecraft-related videos began to gain influence on YouTube, often made by commentators. The videos usually contained screen capture footage of the game and voiceovers. Common coverage of the videos included creations made by players, walkthroughs of various tasks, and parodies of works in popular culture. By May of 2012, over 4 million Minecraft-related YouTube videos had been uploaded. The game would go on to be a prominent fixture within YouTube's gaming scene during the entire 2010s. In 2014, it was the second most searched term on the entire platform. By 2018, it was still YouTube's biggest game globally. Some popular commentators have received employment at Machinima, a gaming video company that owns a highly watched entertainment channel on YouTube. It's funny how you see these words every day, like Machinima, and it's not until you have to say it that you realize, I don't know how that's actually said. Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's Machinima. The Yogscast is a British company that regularly produces Minecraft videos. Their YouTube channel has attained billions of views, and their panel at MineCon 2011 had the highest attendance. Other well-known YouTube personalities include Jordan Marin, who has created many Minecraft parodies, including Minecraft Style, a parody of the internationally successful single Gangnam Style by South Korean rapper Psy. Minecraft's popularity on YouTube was described by Polygon as quietly dominant, although in 2019, thanks in part to PewDiePie's playthroughs of the game, Minecraft experienced a visible uptick in popularity on the platform. YouTube later announced that on December 14, 2021, that the total amount of Minecraft-related views exceeded 1 trillion since the game's inception in 2009. Minecraft has been referenced in other video games, such as Torchlight 2, Team Fortress 2, Borderlands 2, Choplifter HD, Super Meat Boy, The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, The Binding of Isaac, The Stanley Parable, FTL Faster Than Light, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the latter most of which features a downloadable character and stage based on Minecraft. It was also referenced by electronic music artist Deadmau5 in his performances. The game is also referenced heavily in Informative Murder Porn, the second episode of the 17th season of the animated television series South Park. The possible applications of Minecraft have been discussed extensively, especially in the fields of computer-aided design, or CAD, and education. In a panel on Minecraft 2011, a Swedish developer discussed the possibilities of using the game to redesign public buildings and parks, stating that rendering using Minecraft was much more user-friendly for the community, making it easier to envision the functionality of new buildings and parks. In 2012, a member of the Human Dynamics Group at the MIT Media Lab, Cody Sumpter, said, "Notch hasn't just built a game. He's tricked 40 million people into learning to use a CAD program." Various software has been developed to allow virtual designs to be printed using professional 3D printers or personal printers such as MarkerBot and RepRap. In September 2012, Mojang began the Block by Block project in cooperation with UN Habitat to create real-world environments in Minecraft. The project allows young people who live in these environments to participate in designing the changes they would like to see. Using Minecraft, the community has helped construct the areas of concern, and citizens are invited to enter the Minecraft servers and modify their own neighborhood. Carl Mena, Mojang's managing director, called the game the perfect tool to facilitate this process, adding, "The three-year partnership will support UN Habitat's Sustainable Urban Development Network to upgrade 300 public spaces by 2016. Mojang signed Minecraft building community Fire UK to help render the environments into Minecraft. The first pilot project began in Kabiria, one of Nairobi's informal settlements, and is in the planning phase. The Block by Block project is based on an earlier initiative started in October 2011, Mini Kvarter, meaning My Block, which gave young people in Swedish communities a tool to visualize how they wanted to change their part of town. According to Mana, the project was a helpful way to visualize urban planning ideas without necessarily having a training in architecture. The ideas presented by the citizens were a template for political discussions. In April 2014, the Danish Geodata Agency generated all of Denmark in full scale in Minecraft based on their own geodata. This is possible because Denmark is one of the flattest countries, with the highest point at 171 meters, where the limit in default Minecraft was around 192 meters above in-game sea level when the project was completed. Taking advantage of the game's accessibility, where other websites are censored, the non-government organization Reporters Without Borders has used an open Microsoft server to create the Uncensored Library, a repository within the game of journalism by authors from countries who have been censored and arrested, such as Jamal Khashoggi, I probably said that wrong, I don't know his name, I'm sorry. The neoclassical virtual building was created over 250 hours by an international team of 24 people. Despite its unpredictable nature, Minecraft has become a popular game for speedrunning, where players time themselves from being dropped into a new world to reaching the end and defeating the Ender Dragon boss. Some speedrunners use a combination of mods, external programs, and debug menus, while other runners play the game in a more vanilla or more consistent-oriented way. Minecraft has also been used in educational settings. In 2011, an educational organization named Minecraft EDU was formed with the goal of introducing Minecraft into schools. The group works with Mojang to make the game affordable and accessible to schools. The version of Minecraft through Minecraft EDU includes unique features to allow teachers to monitor the students' progress within the virtual world, such as receiving screenshots from students to show completion of a lesson. In September 2012, Minecraft EDU said that approximately 250,000 students around the world have access to Minecraft through the company. A wide variety of educational activities involving the game have been developed to teach students various subjects, including history, language arts, and science. For example, one teacher built a world consisting of various historical landmarks for students to learn and explore. Another teacher created a large-scale representation of an animal cell within Minecraft that students could explore and learn how cells function. Great Ormond Street Hospital has been recreated in Minecraft, and it proposed that patients can use it to virtually explore the hospital before they visit it in real life. Minecraft may also prove as an innovation in computer-aided design. Minecraft offers an outlet of collaboration in design and could have an impact on the industry. I think it's safe to say that it did have an impact on the industry. With the introduction of redstone blocks to represent electrical circuits, users have been able to build functional virtual computers within Minecraft. Such virtual creations include a working hard drive, an 8-bit virtual computer, and even a smaller-scale version of Minecraft that is playable and able to be built completely in survival mode with no external functions. In at least one instance, a mod has been created to use this feature to teach younger players how to program within a language set by a virtual computer within a Minecraft world. It's impressive. Another computational mechanic in Minecraft is the command block, a block that is only accessible by creative mode and can alter game logic. It has been used to create emulators for the Atari 2600 and the Game Boy Advance. In September 2014, the British Museum in London announced plans to recreate its building along with all exhibits in Minecraft in conjunction with members of the public. Microsoft and the nonprofit organization Code.org had teamed up to offer Minecraft-based games, puzzles, and tutorials aimed to help teach children how to program. By March 2018, Microsoft and Code.org reported that more than 85 million children have used the tutorials. After the release of Minecraft, other video games were released with various similarities to Minecraft, and some were described as being clones. Examples included Ace of Spades, Castle Miner, Craft World, Fortress Craft, Terraria, Block World 3D, Total Miner, and Mine Test. David Frampton, designer of the Blockheads, reported that one failure of his 2D game was the low-resolution pixel art that too closely resembled the art in Minecraft, which resulted in some resistance from fans. A homebrew adaption of the alpha version of Minecraft for the Nintendo DS, entitled DSCraft, has been released. It has been noted for its similarity to the original game, considering the technical limitations of the system. In response to Minecraft's acquisition of Mojang and their Minecraft IP, various developers announced further clone titles developed specifically for Nintendo's consoles, as they were the only major platforms to not officially receive Minecraft at the time. These clone titles include UCraft, Cube Life, Island Survival, Discovery, Battle Miner, Cube Creator 3D, and Stone Shire. Despite this, the fears of fans were unfounded, with official Microsoft releases on Nintendo consoles eventually resuming. Mike Persons made another similar game, Minecraft, for a Ludum Dare competition in 2011. Minecon is the annual official fan convention dedicated to Minecraft. The first Minecon was held in November 2011 at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. The event included the official launch of Minecraft, keynote speeches, included one by Pearson, building and costume contest, Minecraft-themed breakout classes, exhibits by leading game and Minecraft-related companies, commemorative merchandise, and autograph and picture times with Mojang employees and well-known contributors from the Minecraft community. In 2016, Minecon was held in person for the last time, with the following years featuring annual live streams instead. Well, there you go, folks. There is the history of Minecraft. And I can't tell you how many times I had to edit out and correct myself saying Microsoft or Minecraft. Not on purpose. I just said Minecraft so many times it started to blend in. I hope you guys learned something. I sure as heck did. And in fact, I'm probably going to let my son actually teach me how to play this game. And I'll probably enjoy it a lot. I mean, I'll make a couple videos of it. I hope you guys have found the time to try out this wonderful gem of a game. If you didn't like it, I get it. If you did like it, go ahead and tell me. You can reach me at retrobangaming@gmail.com. Let me know what you think of the episode. Maybe give me some examples of what to do next. As always, take some time to play a game. It doesn't have to be Minecraft, but why the heck not? Be good people. Be good to those around you. And keep on gaming.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.